TV channel.
Now, are politicians lying to us about the fiscal deficit? Chancellor George Osborne has always been critical of Labour for borrowing and spending too much during its time in government. He's been adamant about the need for tightening the purse strings in order to reduce the deficit, the gap between what the government is receiving in taxes and spending on a day-to-day basis. Would you be surprised if I told you that the government currently spends £263 million a day more than it raises in taxes? £263 million. Would you also be surprised to know that Mr. Osborne has actually increased borrowing and spending during his time as Chancellor? Last week's autumn statement shows that he's on course to add £200 billion to the total UK national debt as it ticks upwards towards the eye-watering sum of £1.5 trillion. That's 15 with 11 noughts on it. Our reporter Tim Johns looks at our period of so-called austerity.
We were promised 4 years of austerity. Here we had an austerity government and an austerity chancellor chiming his austerity bell. George Osborne's line has always been,
we are going to stick with the deficit reduction plan.
And last year, to cut the deficit, he repeated,
I think it can be done by reducing spending.
And this year,
I'm not going to pretend that finding £25 billion of spending savings will be easy.
That £25 billion he says we need to save in the next couple of years is in comparison to the £700 billion the government is currently spending per annum, the country's highest spending ever. In January,
beware the opposition politicians. Just more spending on this and more spending on that, all paid for by more borrowing.
Without adjusting for inflation, Osborne has borrowed more in 5 years than Labour did in 13. Recently, he was on the Andrew Marr show.
George Osborne, the master of pain, is with me now.
Ooh, sounds like a scary guy.
George Osborne, master of pain.
But hang on.
We can afford to put £2 billion into the front line of the NHS.
And there we have a spending headline.
The government has announced an extra £2 billion for the NHS.
And it's not been the only one recently.
A five-year investment plan for England's roads is announced.
At a cost of £15 billion.
A future Conservative government will raise the tax-free personal allowance.
That one will cost £7 billion. And do you remember February's flooding?
Money is no object in this relief effort.
And so on. At every step, the government has stressed this spending is not unfunded, that it goes hand in hand with reducing the deficit. But when you look at spending and borrowing, is it really austerity we've been living through, as the headlines and the politicians tell us? Yes, of course, there have been big cuts. Local councils have suffered hugely. More than 500,000 public sector jobs have gone. The recession and those cuts have ruined lives. But has it really been austerity? Does the austerity bell actually sound more like this? In October, The Spectator magazine ran this article.
Osborne has now given himself 8 years to cut state spending by just 3.9%. This is not the work of an iron chancellor, more like a child peeling off a plaster slowly so as to minimise the pain. It's funny to think that Labour's Dennis Healey cut state spending by 3.9% in just 1 year.
Some people say the Tories like everyone to think they're tough with public money, but they're not. It just suits how they want to be perceived. And if you buy that, perhaps you buy this thought. The Labour Party conspires with that same idea. Labour needs people to think that the Tories are still the nasty party. If you strapped politicians from all sides to this lie detector machine, would the needle wiggle when those from the right say,
we will deliver deep spending cuts?
And when those from the left say,
this right-wing austerity is too severe.
Is it the case that when it comes to the economy, all politicians from all parties are lying to us?
Tim Johns reporting there. With the economy improving, why don't the Conservatives just admit that they have been spending more? Could it be that they are reluctant to say that they have backtracked on their big austerity drive? Or are they, as Tim suggests, happy to pretend we're in austerity while they splurge the cash? And why isn't Labour criticising them for their loose spending? Let's talk to Sir Simon Jenkins, columnist for The Guardian, and Fraser Nelson, editor of The Spectator, who's in Milbank, Westminster. Fraser, let me start with you. Are we being lied to here? Is that what's happening?
We're not necessarily being lied to, but we're not being told the whole truth. In politics, there's a world of difference between those two. Generally, they want to give the impression that, yes, they're really tackling this, you know, this phrase, dealing with the debt, that we hear now and again. It sounds like the debt is going down. In truth, I mean, George Osborne is dealing with the debt in the same way that the late George Best dealt with the drink. He's binging on it. I mean, by the time we've been, you know, since the 1 o'clock news, the national debt has gone up by £100,000. It's a massive increase. Britain's borrowing more than almost any other country in Europe right now. So this is happening at the same time as government spending is being cut, but it's being cut very, very slowly over 10 years.
So if we are borrowing that much, and I mentioned 263 million a day, where is the money coming from and who pays it back?
Who pays it back are you know, you and me, the taxpayers. This is the thing. I mean, the government borrows, people repay. And the amount on the shoulders of the people is going up so much right now. It's 1.4 trillion. Trillion is not a word really in people's vocabulary. The debt is so almost mind-bogglingly big. And to be honest, it won't really be taxpayers now paying this back. It'll be our kids, the ones at school. They're going to inherit this debt for our inability to balance the books.
So Simon Jenkins, that sounds like a major problem.
I just agree. I totally agree. I mean, it is the most extraordinary phenomenon. We're discussing politics, not economics here.
Well, both, I think.
The economics is not an argument. I mean, the deficit is not yet coming down. He plans for it to come down. He plans for the borrowing to come down. All these things are plans. He's planning to spend more money. The most important fact, the fact is, public spending goes up each year, and it's still going up each year. 2 years it came down in real terms, but it's gone up each year under this austerity chancellor.
So why does the government, why is it allowed to keep saying it's doing austerity when it's splurging?
Because the BBC and others keep saying so, frankly. I mean, it's very clear.
Well, here you are
good for you. I mean, the fact of the matter is that the very high-profile things, I mean, you mentioned local government, which people tend to note, they notice if their bins aren't collected, they notice if their public library closes, they notice when their school, the childcare closes down. It's devastating things are happening at local government. One-third cut. That matters, but it's the central government is spending like it always was. But I mean, actually, what's interesting here is that the British public sector is inherently Keynesian, as they call it. It will not allow, politics will not allow cuts. They won't allow the sort of butchery you've seen in Spain or Greece, or even, as someone said, under Dennis Healy.
Because you just, Fraser, that's the point, I suppose. If you are a politician and you say, look, we're going to cut 3.9% a year like Dennis Healy did, instead of 3.9% over 8 years, you just lose the next election. Simple as that.
Well, the problem is, so, I mean, right now, you could disband the military, close every prison, fire every diplomat, fire every police officer, cancel all aid, and still not be able to balance the books. That's the size of the hole that Britain is in right now. So there are actually, you know, cuts, and local authorities are feeling them. Lots of places are feeling them, but they're nowhere near enough to balance the books. And no politician in any party has got much of an idea how they're going to do that. And that's why they've stopped talking about it. The rule in politics, if you can't fix it, it ain't broke.
What about the argument that I sometimes hear, Sir Simon, which is that you borrow money so cheaply now that actually it almost doesn't count as borrowing?
I'm not as worried as I think Fraser is about this. I mean, I'd inflate the debt out of existence. I'd use helicopter money. I would spend. I'd print the money, pay off the debt. Print the money, pay off the debt. There's no problem about doing that. We're nowhere near rampant inflation.
You print. How does that? Is that not Zimbabwe when you do that? You end up with no currency.
You end up with no currency, but the end is not here. The end is somewhere else. There is no problem about reflating the economy. The problem at the moment is no one's actually saving because you don't get any money for saving. I mean, savings are almost dead at the moment. You've got to find a way of injecting cash into the economy so people spend more and the economy reflates. And as it reflates, debt comes down.
Well, surely if people don't have any incentives to save, that's the best incentive to spend, isn't it?
Well, that would be the case if they had anything to spend or save. I mean, at the moment, there's a serious liquidity shortage in classic monetary terms. I'm an old-fashioned monetarist. I believe you restrict the money supply in inflation, you increase the money supply in deflation. There's a real deflationary problem in Europe now. We've got to find ways of putting money into the economy, and you don't do it by giving money to banks, which is what we've been doing.
Go into the politics of this, Fraser, because if you're in the Labour Party, you point at the Chancellor and you say he's doing austerity. We all know, and this item just proves that he's basically not, but why don't Labour then raise the curtain on it?
Well, the embarrassment for Labour is that they've been attacking him on the wrong grounds. For 4 years, they've been saying, look at these terrible, harsh cuts. They're going to completely destroy the economy. There's going to be a million people out of work. In fact, we've got record employment. George Osborne has been borrowing even more than the Gordon Brown plans that he attacked when he was in opposition. Labour can't admit that, because if they do, they accept that the whole attack back was exaggerated. So right now, the Chancellor is lucky because nobody, other than programmes like yours, points out the fact that debt is massively going up and he's way off schedule in the deficit reduction plan he laid out a few years ago.
Maybe there's a problem with democracy here, that once you have a national credit card, the voting generation votes to bankrupt the non-voting generation. Is that right?
You've seen it in America, where you've had one Republican government after another increasing spending and increasing borrowing. It is just phenomenally difficult in democracies to slash public spending when you know you can borrow. And as long as the Chinese are saving and other people are saving, deluging us with their borrowing, you can get away with it. I'm not that worried about it. I don't quite know why George Osborne is. I think he's worried that someone will give him a...
He's
worried about saying he's not worried. That's the problem.
Well, I'll tell you why you should be worried about it. I mean, right now we're spending £60 billion a year on debt interest. I mean, that's more than educating our kids or defending the realm. That figure is only going up. So the more we borrow now, the less that the future generations are going to have to spend on public services, or the more they're going to have to pay in tax. It's okay for us taxpayers right now. It's the people we're handing the bill to. They're going to pay the price.
Thank you both very much indeed. Fascinating. Fraser Nelson, editor of The Spectator, and Sir Simon Jenkins, columnist for The Guardian.